Hi, I'm your host, Lynn Suzek. We're here a couple weeks before Election Day 2008, and I'm here interviewing one of my clients. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Steve Bednarz, we're interviewing today. Steve, you've been a client of mine, I don't know.
About a year. Yeah.
And it's been a real pleasure. And we take care of you and your wife. You're both in wheelchairs.
Yes.
And we help you get ready in the morning.
Get ready in the morning, and Nancy feeds us breakfast and sends us on our way to work.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
We're just real quick, Steve. Can you tell us what your conditions are? Because I'd like the audience to know what kind of people we can help.
Okay, I have spastic cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. I've had it since birth. My wife has polio, and she's had that since she was 10 months old.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't always needed care. Actually, you've been pretty independent.
No. I took care of myself. With the help of my mom, but as the years went by, I got weaker,
mm-hmm.
and need help in getting dressed now and stuff like that.
And you actually work full-time?
Yes, work full-time.
Both of you?
Yes.
And now it's gotten to the point where you both need some care getting ready in the morning,
right.
Just to stay independent. That's how,
right.
It's kind of how it is with me, too.
And I think as we get older, I think what's going to happen is we're probably going to need more care,
mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
Right. Well, we're just praying through every case we have, and we're always looking for improvement and seeing, just be there for you.
Right.
And today, I've chosen to ask you to come on the show with me today, Steve, because I know you're so politically minded. Steve, you were listening to the Bob Duco show when we were advertising with him, and that's how we met.
Right.
And you are very politically minded, and we are rolling into the election time as we come up we're still a couple weeks away.
Right.
And we want to encourage people such as ourselves who are either handicapped or elderly that may not want to go through the trouble of voting, right?
Right. Yeah, we want to talk to them because we want everybody to vote. This is such an important election,
mm-hmm.
that everybody out there needs to get out to vote that can vote.
Right.
Anybody.
Not matter. It doesn't matter what your view is. We really feel,
right.
that it's actually important to your own dignity, your well-being. It's therapeutic just to, you need to feel important.
Absolutely.
You need to feel valuable, and you are, and your vote counts. Everybody's vote,
right.
counts. If you're registered to vote already and you just haven't taken advantage of that in a few years, let us just encourage you to do so. You can, I would like to have your thoughts emailed to us on that subject too. life@hisability.com, or is it? That's
hisability.com.
That's right. Life at his ability. Right. I've got the business email in mind as well. So you can go to our website, hisability.com, and find our email as well. So, Steve, tell me, what do you plan to do? How do you and your wife, Manu, how do you vote?
Okay, we vote at a school nearby in our neighborhood.
You drive there?
We drive there in our van, get out of our van, and the school is on one level, and we just go in, and they have tables, and you mark your ballot.
And is it set up for you? Do you have to ask for special?
Well, the only thing that they have to do maybe is just, move some chairs out of the way,
mm-hmm.
So we can get up to the table.
And they're pretty helpful in assisting you?
Yes.
Okay.
Know.
And how long have you been voting?
Well, I've been voting since 1970 when I was 18 years old. So if you do a little math, you can figure out how old I am.
Okay.
So,
how long have you been in your chair?
I've been in a wheelchair since 2002.
Okay. And after you were in your wheelchair, did you find that experience, the voting experience, to become more difficult, or you just determined and plowed through
Well,
it?
I think it was a little bit easier because I didn't have to stand because, in the past, I remember voting. They used to have those old, I don't know if you remember them, those old booths that had,
mm-hmm.
the levers.
Right.
And I would have to stand there. This is before I was in my wheelchair. And I'd have to stand there holding one crutch,
mm-hmm.
and then flip the levers. Mm-hmm. I didn't have problems with that. But another problem that I had was when I had the punch cards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember how unsteady I felt with my feet. You remember the punch cards?
Well, I I actually didn't vote for several years after my accident.
Oh, okay. But anyway, they, you know, you put the punch card in the machine, and then you have to punch your choices, mm-hmm. and that was a little bit unnerving. Mm. It really was.
So how do you do it now?
Well, sitting in a chair, we sit at a table, like I said, and you know, mark our ballots
with a pen, a marker,
yeah,
right? Okay,
pen. And then they take the ballot and put it in a little machine and mm-hmm. record it.
And they're very respectful, I found.
Yes.
You know, they,
mm-hmm.
they do it right in front of you. And
right.
So I'm going to go in myself instead of using an absentee ballot.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd prefer to just do it in person.
Well, I think what I think is it presents a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives the people, people will think maybe, you know, hey, they're out there voting. You know, we should be too.
Right, right.
Because I know people that do not want to vote.
Really?
And it's
surprising.
Sad.
Yes, it is. And what do you think is the reason they don't want to vote?
I think it's apathy. I think, you know, they don't care. You know, what bothers me is there, you know, when people don't care, you know, there are people that died for us, died for
Amen.
The right, give us the right to vote.
Amen.
Yeah.
Just like Jesus died for our sins, and if we don't take advantage of that salvation,
absolutely,
it's wasted for you. So
that's right.
So, yeah, I agree. The people that died to give us the right to vote, if they feel it's insulting to them not to take advantage of that. And, you know, I just kind of vote, even though things look, I'm not going to keep it a secret, my vote is on the conservative side.
Mine
always
too.
And
very conservative.
And even though it looks like it's kind of looking the other way for Michigan, I'm
mm-hmm.
voting regardless because it's in God's hands. I do
That's
my
right.
part and let him do the rest.
That's right. That's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. I just do it because I believe in it.
You have to vote your conscience.
I'm not going to let doubt and fear and discouragement get to me. And that's the way I live my life, you know. I'm sure that you do, too.
Really, yeah. You know, it's very important. You know, people have to realize, I mean, this election, I believe, is probably one of the most important elections since I've been voting,
mm-hmm.
voting in my lifetime, because I think what happens, the outcome of the election will determine what will happen in their culture maybe for the next generation.
Definitely a turning point.
Yeah.
And I believe that Jesus' return is dependent on whether or not, you know, the choices that we make as far as
That's
things
right.
like this. Because he's probably, you know, it depends on how we go as a country, as a people. The choices that we make are going to
mm-hmm.
bring us to the end faster or slower.
Right.
You know, so
it's very important that Christians that have the same kind of views that Lynn and myself and my wife have, it's very important that people of the conservative view get out there and vote.
Yes, amen.
You know, so, you know, we want to see righteousness reign in this country because it has not reigned righteousness in the last 50 years or so,
right?
At least in my lifetime.
Right. We just want to come against apathy in this city
mm-hmm.
and, you know, stand up,
yeah.
so to speak,
for
the righteousness of Christ and anybody that's going to stand for that at all, that
right.
that conservative, the family values, the things that, you know, like I said, we're not going to talk about the person, but the values that we're looking for. What are we looking for, Steve?
We're looking for people that believe in the sanctity of life. We're looking for people that believe in the marriage between one man and
right.
one woman.
Right.
We believe in that.
Roe versus Wade. We're hoping that turns around.
We hope so.
Right. And I also believe that the right way to go is to drill inside the United States and keep things
offshore drilling.
Offshore drilling. I believe
right.
in that because it's something that can be done immediately.
Right.
And I just have a lot of confidence in that plan.
And I don't understand why some people out there do not agree with offshore drilling. And I don't understand that. I mean, we have the oil right there,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to drill for it.
I have to say my view on and I encourage emails to either side on this, that people that are not looking
mm-hmm.
at the obvious values of the whole United States, the well-being of people, I just believe the other view is all, you know, what about me? What about me right now? And all they can think about is their own world.
Right.
Whereas the true politics of what we believe in, is, you know, the reason that we're Americans is the values of standing up for what's right, life. And also, I believe that we're heading on, as I've been hearing, you know, the view. What would you call? Let's describe just for the sake of describing this without naming names. What is a socialistic view? You know, I mean, if you just describe that. I mean, I think Bob the other day just read right from the communist website,
right.
And that. You know, just by itself, people don't realize what communism is and the good, what it sounds like to the people who are using it.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good, doesn't it?
It sounds good on the surface, but, you know, as Bob said on his program, you know, really the communist platform and the democratic platform are
superficially
close to each other.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and
it's all about the government taking care of
right,
the people.
Right.
But what is it that brought us to this country? We want to have the ability to everybody have their own piece of pie. We don't want
right.
to take our piece of pie and give it to other people. Let them bring their, you know, build their own piece of pie, you
right.
know, their own.
I mean, like what you did with Iudale, what, 5 years ago?
Four
or 5 years ago, you started the business
right.
by yourself.
You know, and I have to say that is a perfect example because I was on Social Security. And that was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It was a government program. But do you know how surprised they were when I said I came into Social Security and said,
mm-hmm.
I don't need you anymore. Thank you for your services. But they did not know what to do with me. In fact, I got a letter saying, obviously, you're no longer handicapped anymore
mm-hmm.
because you don't need us. I'm still handicapped. I started earning my own income. It is the government right now is not set up to let you off of their
mm-hmm.
system. And everybody knows that. Welfare and everything else is built to keep you down.
You know, I was, before I got my job, I've been working for the government for, I'll be 31 years in December. And I've got my job and I don't need SSI.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's hard to get out of the system. It's not built to do that. So
right.
we want more, less government.
That's true. We want less government.
So mm-hmm. thanks. I think that concludes our program today. And thanks for coming on the show, Steve.
Thank you.
I think we really made an impact. And you can
yes.
listen to this again on the website. We're going to upload it on hisability.com. Please email us with your comments. And we encourage you to vote.
Bye-bye.
Bye.